Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Let's discuss how to create and improve your reliability program and your career. Well, welcome to Speaking of Reliability. This is your host, Fred Schenkelberg, and I'm joined today with Carl Carlson. And we're starting a series of discussions on reliability engineering management, which incorporates how do you build a program and a plan or a project. And we'll define a lot of these different concepts and ideas, and there's a lot of information about that, but I'm really happy to be able to explain this to you with Carl, who's got a wealth of experience that, and we were just talking offline, is that we've come to a lot of the same approaches and conclusions. You know, Carl, I think we read the same books growing up or something. So welcome, Carl.
Yeah, thank you very much, Fred. Yeah, maybe the same kindergarten books, and we broadened it out into our reliability careers.
That's right. Well, if you were like me, we tended to scoff or avoid the mill standards and headed more towards the practical books that explained why we were doing what we were doing. But
absolutely.
So one of the questions that that you may have listening to this podcast, and one of the reasons that Carl and I want to talk about this, is that there is a way to build reliability into your products or your systems, into your organization, yet it's not a recipe. And so, and Carl's put together a really nice step-by-step overview of this thing. So I'm going to ask Carl, would you explain that just briefly, what this high-level steps are of getting towards reliability?
I sure will. At a very high level, I remember one of my favorite authors is Stephen Covey, and he says, begin with the end in mind. And the point there is we want to end up with a series of tasks that, when performed, achieve high reliability. So we begin with the end in mind, but we obviously can't start by writing out the tasks. So the whole point of the primary steps to achieve reliability is to identify what are the steps that end up with that end result of high reliability. Just stating them in a quick overview and doing this by memory is you have to start with a vision. Where do you want to be? What's your strategic vision for reliability? Not just the number, but more than the number of reliability. Where do you want your company to be in a certain amount of time in the subject of reliability? Once you've got the vision, then what I always think about is where are the gaps? And Fred, you mentioned company specific. This is why it's very company specific. Some companies have maturity in different areas that are not as big a gap, but in some areas they have huge gaps. For instance, they may be very good at testing, but they may be very poor at designing for reliability, just as an example.
Right.
So identifying the gaps is very important to achieving high reliability. And then once you've got gaps identified, that's when you can draw on your experience to say, what are these tools that we've all been to classes on, we've learned about, which tools will help us close the gaps? So that's just a real quick overview of my concept of how you get to the set of tasks that we call a reliability plan.
And I've heard this before, and obviously, I've talked about many of these topics before, but the vision of high reliability might be the scary part. And for your organization, for your context, and Carl talked about the gaps and fitting that to the organization also, and I mentioned it also, because it's where do you want to be as a where do you want to position your products in the market? Are you making a Yugo or are you making a Mercedes? We should probably update our analogies for the cars because I think the market's moved on to Teslas and smart cars and Teslas. You know, where do you want to be in the market space? What's your profit margin? What's the perception of reliability by your customers? There's so many elements that fit into that is from the boardroom of your organization or your senior managers or your plant manager are where you need to pick up on what is an appropriate reliability vision. And then that translates into finding, well, what are you good at and what are you not good at? All those kinds of things. Now, that could be a whole show in itself. The other part, Carl, that will probably end up being a number of different topics for us to discuss is you mentioned drawing on your experience. Well, you know, the people listening, and in particular people new to reliability, don't have a lot of that experience to draw on. So I think you and I, Carl, need to help our listener draw on our experience. I think that's underpins big part of what this show is about.
Yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense, Fred. Every tool that can be applied to help improve reliability or design for reliability or close gaps, however we want to characterize it, every tool has criteria for selection. And some, like if we're going to do we're going to do a design of experiments, there's a selection criteria for whether we want to use that tool or not. And so we can translate our subjective experience into objective criteria to help people select the tools for reliability. Because the mistake is to try to apply a lot of tools, too many tools, and get them watered down.
I don't know how many times I've seen just the laundry list of the reliability acronyms. And I think there's a MIL standard. I forget the number of it.
Just on acronyms.
Just on acronyms. There's another one that just lists, this is a reliability plan, and it lists all known tools in reliability. Yeah. And I've had one client actually said, well, the customer requires us to use this standard. And so they did everything in the standard, and some of which it had no bearing or usefulness for their program, yet they felt compelled to do it. So part of this also includes what's the customer requiring or demanding and how we interpret that. How do we put that together?
Yeah, that's another aspect to it. You're right.
I think what we're doing is basically outlining what we want to talk about going forward in future episodes. The basic idea, and we could probably summarize it right here, and from what you said, Carl, is that there's basically, you got to know where you're going. What's the vision? Where are you going to position your product in the market is one way to think of it, at least the way I interpret it. But what are you trying to achieve? Is it high availability? Is it throughput? Is it customer satisfaction? Or is it profitability? They're all valid ways to then interpret how you build a reliability program. And then there's an assessment. You know, what are you good at and not good at? You talked about design of experiments. We probably wouldn't recommend it if nobody understands how to calculate a standard deviation. It would be a big leap in technology to use an advanced tool when you don't have the basics. And then all of the various tools. Yeah, it's a huge list. And each one has a purpose and a point where it makes a lot of sense. Part of the trick is understanding which ones apply when. And that sometimes that takes experience.
Just as a sidebar, Fred, the MIL standard that you're referring to, I think, is 785.
Yes.
Reliability Program Plan. And I've had the same experience where many practitioners, either because the customer requires it or because they misinterpret, which is often the case, the customer requirement, they'll take that MIL standard. and just rotely go down each of those tasks, and that becomes the reliability plan. And back, I think it was 1994, the Secretary of Defense was attempting to shift off of mil standards to commercial standards. And I worked on a team through Society of Automotive Engineers that developed the commercial version of mil standard 785. Mm-hmm. And when we did that, we said, first thing that we want to do is identify the criteria when to use and when not to use each of the tools. We identified each of the tools and described them. But we, from a commercial standpoint, we said, we do not subscribe to using all these tools on a reliability program. Mm-hmm. The skill is knowing which ones to use and when. And so we tried to bake that into the standard. And just, it was a great, great team. And it was published, I forget the number of it, I'll think of it, through SAE. But it needed more work. And that, I think that's where we are right now, is what is that work to help people understand when to use different tools and when not to.
Yeah, totally agree. But that, I think this sets the framework basically for where we're heading with our discussions. And the intent is to help the listener, to help you to avoid some of the pitfalls that we know are out there, avoid not providing a lot of good, useful information, and create a reliability program that's not as useful or valuable as it could be. So that's our real intent. So, Carl, let's wrap it up here, and we'll come back in another series of shows to expand on what we've just outlined. What we'll do is I'll make a note here that we'll add into the show notes the link to that mil standard. I think it's still available on multiple sites. Plus, if you could give me the link to the SAE document, we can put that out there, or anything else that we think of that would be a good reference. And also, Carl, I think you had a graphic for the overview, the primary steps. Would you be willing to put that up on the show notes?
Absolutely, Fred. So we'll get that together for everybody.
All right, great. Well, thanks for listening. And let us know if you've got any particular questions or input, things you would like us to talk about. We'll be looking for input and stuff to make sure that we actually answering your questions. It's the intent is to do that, to help people in the beginning in the reliability profession, or getting tapped on the shoulder to become a reliability engineer for their organization. And then what? Well, Carl and I would be more than happy to talk you through the process of building a program and making it very, very effective. So thanks again. We'll see you on the next show. Thanks for listening to Speaking of Reliability. We invite you to join the conversation. If you have a question or a topic that you think we should discuss in a future show, please let us know. You can find a comment box below the episode show notes, or just leave a note as part of a review on iTunes.